A recent article in the Red Lake Nation News, successful voter registration drive at Red Lake by Michael Muirs, kind of lifted my spirits with some information I didn't know, and I'm glad to have with me Michael Muirs now. Thanks for being with us.
I tell you, quite frankly, Heidi, I was kind of surprised by the number of unregistered voters at Red Lake. I helped create the Red Lake Political Education Committee, which was formed in, I want to say, 1996 or 1995, before the 96 election. The reason why we formed it was to register voters. And one of the reasons why we wanted to register voters was because Red Lake had never had a person on the county board in Beltrami County. What would happen is three or four people from Red Lake would run for the office, and then three or four from Black Duck would run, and then but nobody from Red Lake ever came out of the primary because they split the vote. So that year we had two candidates. One volunteered to sit out, and Sandy King became the first Indian elected to any county board in the state of Minnesota. And she kept that only for one term, and then Clinton Fairbanks come along and served for three, and now Tim Sumner is going for his third. So we managed to, and which makes sense because 20% of Beltrami County is American Indian. It seems like that 20% of the Beltrami board ought to be represented by a Red Lake member.
Yeah, you mentioned the being surprised by the numbers. So your article says roughly 5,500 new Red Lake voters were registered. How did they do it? And tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I was amazed when the Red Lake Political Education Committee, we get 1,800 votes, maybe 1,500. And we thought that, well, we know more than that vote in the tribal elections. But I never guessed that there'd be, we guessed maybe twice that many, maybe 3,000, 4,000 voters. But 5,500 that hadn't been registered at all, that blew our minds. And so I called up Pat Welly, who is a doctor of economics here, and asked him if it was possible. And he said, oh, yes, if you're talking about Red Lake members that like live in Bemidji and Clearwater County and Thief River and places like, you can get them. So what happened is that the Shakopee Midwakanton Dakota people is financed an outfit called Four Directions out of the Dakotas, because in the Dakotas there's actually much larger voter suppression for American Indians than there is in Minnesota. Although in Minnesota we have found since doing this that there is a type of subtle voter suppression for American Indians. And one of the things, of course, is the census itself. So Red Lake and other Indian reservations, for a lot of different reasons, have been undercounted because they're a different culture. They got a different way of doing things. Families live together. But anyway, so they had some money to pay people to go out and register voters. And so, like, between 40 and 50 people a day for 10 days stopped in at the Red Lake Community Center, and they had two women who were kind of coordinating that, Doreen Wells and Tori Lucer. There was a 3-hour shift, and they were expected to get two new registrations per hour in order to get another shift. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a bunch of young people showed up, and the first thing they were given was some gas money, and off they went. They traveled all over. They went to Thief River and War Road and Clearwater County and Cass Lake and Bemidji, and that's where they got all these new registrants. Now, of course, the problem is how do we get them to the polls? Again, you know, American Indians know us, but we don't know them. And they do have a different culture. They have a different way of doing things. They think differently. They think in a circular rather than a linear manner. Red Lakers, because they are somewhat isolated and nothing but Red Lake Indians live in the Red Lake Indian Reservation, they're hesitant to come to Bemidji. So one year, the county auditor put a voting station, an early voting station at Red Lake, but it was only one time. And they wouldn't fund it after that, and I'm not sure why. But because of what I earlier said is that Red Lakers have a tendency not to want to leave the reservation if they don't have to, because they run into, they get stopped by cops. There is profiling. There's no question about it. I've heard it from too many people. The chairman of the tribe has bought Minnesota plates and never gets stopped anymore. I've been told by many, many American Indians, they get followed around these place out west of town. I can't think of it. It's L&M Fleet or whatever it's called. Fleet. And they actually follow them around, which is hard for me to believe as a white guy who You know, there is white supremacy. I mean, this is one thing, this COVID thing, and Trump has taught us, is given us a hell of a civics lesson about white supremacy, about how this is, was created that way. I mean, the United States has been living a lie for a long time, and I'm getting off on a rabbit trail, and I'm sorry. Try and bring me back, Heidi.
Okay. Well, you said that, and I don't, was there any part of it, you know, you're right, that the numbers are great for the registration, but that next hurdle, of course, is getting people to the polls.
Well, they're hiring drivers. Hiring drivers to actually, what they did for the registration, well, they actually knocked on doors. You know, most of these people know each other. Matter of fact, half of them are related. And so they like visiting, you know. And so that's what they're going to do with the voter. We're not going to get a whole lot. We thought we'd get more early voting at this county auditor. But it's hard to get the Red Lakers to jump on a bus and go down to the auditors because they feel like they're treated differently. And so we're going to really concentrate on getting the vote to the four polling places on the reservation on the day of voting. And I think they're hiring 40, 50 drivers, maybe more. There was an ad on Facebook here. It might be up to 50, 70, 70 drivers.
Okay.
To actually knock on doors and bring them to the polls. That happens, you know, that could easily influence the state representative 2A. And it could certainly represent the state. It might even help Colin Peterson, who's up to a little trouble this year. And if Minnesota really is a potential flip to Trump, that could make the difference in Minnesota going for the Democratic candidate, Biden.
That's Michael Muirs. You can read more and find out more information about this story that he wrote on successful voter registration drive at Red Lake at redlakenationnews.com. And I'm sure you'll be following up to see how the driving and how everything goes for folks getting to the polls next Tuesday.
One thing I might mention is the county auditor here, she said she's never seen a voter registration drive anywhere near that successful. But it really tells a lot about how there is a voter suppression in this country. I mean, it's pretty obvious now because it's been all over the news. But anyway, we're very pleased, and we hope that we can get people to the polls, if for no other reason than it's a right, not a privilege. It's a right to vote in the United States of America. And by golly, American Indians, Indigenous Americans, they are Americans, and they have a right to vote in these elections, and they should be encouraged to do so. And I think there's going to be an awful lot of follow-up after the election to address these issues that, even if unintentionally, is suppressing the vote among non-whites.
Michael, thanks so much for your time. It was good to talk to you. Let's keep in touch.
Thank you for putting up with my chattering.
No, it's great. Michael Muirs is a journalist for the Red Lake Nation News. His book from 2016 is called Road to Panema, The Teachings of Larry Stillday. You're listening to member-supported KAXC KBXC, bringing you the stories of the people of northern Minnesota. We'll teach you about the right to be free.